Amen. Again, Matthew chapter number 12, beginning at verse number 10 through 13. I had it all along. Amen. One of the things that I'm sure that we all would agree on about life, and that is, in life, it seems like there are so many things that contradicts what you're asking God for. Sometimes what you're asking God for, God allows the opposite to happen in your life. Sometimes you're asking God to, for example, pay off a car because you only have 4 more months and it's yours. And instead of the car being paid off, you total the car out. Maybe you sent your child off to college. And when you sent your child off to college, you sent your child off so that they can get an education and get a degree and find a good job. But they come back home pregnant with $20,000 worth of debt. In life, sometimes things don't go as planned. When things don't go as you planned them, don't cancel out God. Because even that was in His plan. See, God knows what's going to happen in your life. But God has to allow us to choose some things, and as a result of our choices, there's consequences that comes with it. Amen. And so whatever you do, God respects that thing, but you have to be able to deal with the aftermath of it. And so because there's always an aftermath of what we do, where we intended set off to go, it appears as though we can't get there from here. How can I get to where I desire from my current situation? Because my situation is so bad, before I can even move forward, I gotta go back and even fix some stuff from January. So I can't move forward until I first visit my past. And so we think that it's going to take God as long as it took us to mess it up. It took us 5 years to get in our current situation. God says, when I favor you, I can deliver you in 5 seconds. See, you can't count out the favor of God. You can't look at your current situation and say, now this is going to take forever. Because if you say this is going to take forever, you're saying to God, you can't do a miracle in my life. You're saying to God, this is impossible for you. You're saying to God, I don't believe that you can move all of that stuff out of the way. I don't believe that you can cancel all of that. I don't believe that you can make all that crooked stuff straight in my life. And God is saying, where you want to go, you had it all along. It was in your hand. The fight, the struggles that you went through in 2012 was to get what was already in your hand. You've been asking God for a new thing, and God is saying, but I gave you already the blessings in your hand. See, Satan is fighting what's in your hand, because what is in your hand is the result of everything that you've gone through in life to show God that I'm ready for it. And so all of the mess that you went through in life, all of the hell that you went through in 2012, all of that was your test to develop your testimony. You thought it was a waste. choice. Why did I have to date her and go over here and do this in order to get right here? Have you ever started off someplace and all you were going or where you were going was next door, and so you think that you could have stepped to the left and to the right and you would have been there, but God took you 50 miles north, brought you 49 miles east, and took you 26 miles west so that you can get to the place so that when you there, you ready for it. And when you there, can't nobody move you. And when you there, you understand you didn't do it. So you can give him a praise when you get there. So when you get there, God, I owe you the praise. Nobody else but you. Hey God, if your life was anything like mine in 2012, it was crazy. I mean, it was up and down, sunshine and rain on the same hour. And you couldn't figure it out. Watch this. The number two in the Bible represents that you need to be in agreement with someone. A lot of us took 2012 looking for somebody to be in agreement with us. And you tried this relationship and that relationship and this one, and nobody would stand with you. Everybody that you told your dreams, your visions, your goals to, they laughed at you or they went behind your back and stabbed you because they said that would never happen. You were looking for someone to be in agreement with you, and God didn't allow any of that to happen. Every time you put your faith and your trust in somebody, God allowed that relationship to go south. Watch this. Because God was saying, put your trust in me and not in man. Because I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And now sometimes you can be in a relationship with a person and it's a good, healthy relationship, but they can't do for you what God can do for you. They can't treat you like God can treat you. They can't move the mountain for you like God can move them. So God will always move folk out of your way so he can minister to you. So 2012 was this year that you were looking to be in agreement. And so here, as we march into 2013, the number three represents a manifestation. Now, the manifestation has to do with what God is going to show you.
Come on now.
Now, we just walking out of 2012 when I needed you to stand by my side. I'm going somewhere. So as we go into 2013, what I realized is that I don't need what I thought I needed. Because what I really need, I had it all along. And so as we move into this 2013, and God says, I'm going to manifest some stuff. Manifest. It means I'm going to feed you. I'm going to feed you from a place in celebration, fest, or feast, and you had nothing to do with it. Matthew records a story. I'm going somewhere. Matthew records a story. The story that Matthew records in chapter number 12 is a man whose hand was withered.
Yeah.
Now, withered means that something is dried up. It's not what it used to be. I can talk to you. Your 401k is not what it used to be. Your relationship is not what it used to be. Your circle of friends is not what it used to be. It's withered away. And now whenever something is withered away, you know, when you're really dark complexion like me, you need some lotion or some oil on it. Don't laugh too hard. But you need some oil to shine it up a little bit. See, what is withered in your life, God is saying, in order for it to so here's this man. His hand is withered away. And as his hand is withered, somebody asked Jesus, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? Now, I found that interesting that they asked him, was it lawful? Because Jesus came to cancel out the law. So the question that we need to ask God or Jesus today is it graceful? See, because I'm telling you something, we don't live under the law anymore. Because if you put me under the Ten Commandments, I'll break those 10 plus 10 that you didn't know about. So God is saying, I know you couldn't live according to that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cancel out that. Jesus came and says, I'll give you another command, that you just simply love your neighbor. See, if you love one another, then God says that is the evidence and the proof that you love me. Quit telling somebody how much you love God as you talk about them. Quit telling somebody how much you love God as you stab them in the back. Because the same way that you treat one another, God is saying, but you're doing it unto me. And so we have to be careful to understand, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Now that's not exclusive to a pulpit, because everything in the pulpit is not anointed. Everything in the pulpit is not God's prophet. Everything in the pulpit is not preaching God. There's some stuff going on in God's, in man's pulpit that God is saying, oh, nothing to do with that. And so the question is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? Now, the word Sabbath means rest, okay? Now, the man's hand is withered. Now, the question of the Sabbath day come about. And so what God is saying to you and I in the spirit realm is that what you used to have is not there anymore. It doesn't look the same. It's dried up. It looks real bad. And so he moves you from a place where everything is looking bad. He moves you to a Sabbath day rest. Now, I didn't understand that, because it seems like if it was jacked up, you should move me to a first day, get on your horse and go do some work, but not a place of rest. Watch this. What God is saying to us today is that because it's a seventh day rest in your life, I'm going to do some stuff for you without you.
Come on.
You didn't get it. Listen to what God is saying. I'm going to do some stuff for you without you. I'm going to bless you with a house without your credit. I'm going to bless you with joy. And you don't even have to go looking for him or her, because I'll send him or her to you. I'm going to bless you because your child is going to get in line with the training that you sold into him. And you don't even have to go to the jail and get it out. He's going to turn it around in your life, and it's the rest for you. So here he is. He takes him to a place and he says, now this is a seventh day rest in your life. And so he says, is it lawful? And then God says, now about a sheep, if a man have a sheep and he falls into something, he says, what kind of person would not lay hands and lift him up? Everything in your life didn't work out the way that you thought that it would work out. There's some stuff that you fell into, and God is saying, but I still got you. I'm still going to lift you up. There's some stuff that you find yourself in, a situation, and God is saying, I don't care how you got there, I'm bringing you up out of that thing in 2013. I'm going to manifest in your life. I'm going to show you who I am. I'm going to show you that I'm the God of God and the King of Kings. God is saying, I'm going to show you what I question. If I say that, and then you did this and you said that, and none of that worked, and God is saying, well, just keep on. Now, when you get tired, then just call upon my name. When you call upon my name, he says, I'll be right there. I'll show up in your life. Have you ever been going through something, and you tried, and it didn't work, and you stopped and called upon the name of the Lord, and God showed up, and the answer that you wanted, you discovered, I had it all along. The answer that I was looking for, I had it all along. He that I thought was going to step in my life and change it around, it wasn't about them, it was about what God had blessed me with. You ought to look in your hand this morning and say, God, I thank you for what's in my hand. I may be withered this morning, but I thank you, Lord, that you can bring it back to life. I know it doesn't look good, but if it's in my hand, it's there for a purpose. Jesus, I'm going to lift you. I'm going to lift you out of it. And then he says a most interesting thing. He says, now listen. He says to the man, stretch. See, sometimes what God wants us to understand is that what you need is already in your hand, but it's going to be a stretch. Have you ever been in the garage, or have you ever been somewhere and you were trying to get a box, and if you just stretch, just flip it over. It seems like if you just wiggle your finger, it seems like then you can make it. You ever notice when you begin to praise God, your finger begins to just move? See, God is saying, where you are right now, it's going to be tough to get there. But if you stretch, you'll make it. If you stretch your hands, I'll allow you to come through. If you just reach beyond the break, if you press to the Lord, oh, you'll get there. It's going to be a stretch in your life. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. You're going through something, and God is saying, you're going to get there. But you said, I don't see how. And God is saying, it's going to be a stretch. It's going to be tough. Now, when you begin to stretch, somebody's going to look at you and say, it doesn't take all of that. But you understand, when the anointing is in you, you can't sit still. When the anointing is in you, you got to stretch. When the anointing is in you, but I know, God, you got your hands on me right now. It may look crazy to somebody else, but it's a breakthrough for me. You may not understand it, but it wasn't for you to understand. I wasn't praising you. I wasn't worshiping you. I wasn't praying to you. You don't have to understand my testimony. I went through that test, not you. And God has something in store for me. And so he says to the man, he says, stretch forth thy hand. Now, I like this man because he didn't talk back. He did not give God a review of where he came from. See, we do that. Sometimes God tells us to do something, and then we try to remind God that we tried it and it did not work. We try to tell God the many ways in which that can't work in 2013. And God is saying to you, you tried it in 2012, but it wasn't your season. If you try it again in 2013, it's going to be your season. I'll manifest it. I'll show myself. I'll step in your life. I'll do the supernatural. I'll break the yokes if you allow me to have my way. He says, but I'm going to show you. And not for you. He says, I'm going to do it for your haters. I'm going to do it for the ones that laughed at you. I'm going to do it for the ones that say you will never amount to anything. I'm going to do it for those who say, nah, that'll never work. Baby, it may not work for you, but where I am with my how to work what's already in your hand. If you learn how to work it, it may not work for somebody else. But I know how to work this thing, man. I'm going to restore that. In verse number 13, he says, now, I'm going to restore it as others. See, you think that you went through something and it set you back. And God is saying, no, it did not set you back. I'm going to restore as others. But watch the as others that he talks about. Because God says, whenever he permits something to be taken out of your life, he gives you double. See, we're comparing ourselves to the wrong folk. We're comparing ourselves to the person that was laid off and got a job making the same amount. That's not what I'm after, not in 2013. If God is going to go through the process of allowing me to get laid off, you got to give me double for my trouble. If you're going to go through the process of allowing me to catch cancer, get cancer for a season, you got to go through the process of understanding that I'm going through. But on the other side, I got double the blessing. I got double the blessing, double the power, double the anointing. You got to go through something in order to be about something. We keep asking God for something, and God said, can I take you through something? Now, it's going to be embarrassing, but can I take you through it? Now, I know that you don't want to go through it, but if you allow me to take you through something, on the other side, I'm going to bless you. On the other side, I'm going to bless you. You see, God allows you to go through something. And that's what 2012 has been about. It's been about going through something. And you begin to go through. And it seems like everything, to include the kitchen sink, was thrown at you in 2012. And you says, God, where are you? Because for a lot of you, in 2012 is when you really learn how to praise God. In 2012 was when you really started doing what was right. Before then, you were just playing church. But this year, you grab hold to God and you got serious about it. And when you got serious about it, stuff began to happen. But it wasn't positive stuff, it was negative stuff. And you're wondering, what am I going to do with all this negative stuff? I came to tell somebody, it takes negative in the battery for the positive to be manifested. Everything that you've gone through in life, and you say, this is bad, this is negative, God says, let me touch you. Let me put my hands on it. Because it takes a negative with a positive in order for something to start in your life. The car can't start without a positive and a negative. And you can't run without a positive and a negative. Everything that you've gone through, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, that is called according. He'll move your mountains. He'll move your haters. He'll move the naysayers. Don't focus on that. God is saying, baby, I got a new thing. I want to manifest myself. Do you want to see the manifestation of God? In 2013, do you want to see God? You've been praying long ago. It reminds me of Moses. Moses, in closing, was leading God's people out of Egypt.
Yes, sir.
And as Moses was leading God's people out of Egypt, Pharaoh thought about the thing.
Come on, sir.
And he says, all of my free labor,
come on,
my slaves, they're gone.
My God.
What I was getting for free, now I have to pay for it. Moses found himself standing in a place and he had no way out. His back was against the wall. I wonder how many of us this morning were standing in a place and our back is against the wall. The truth of the matter is, I can live with my back being against the wall. What I can't live with is that I have nowhere to move forward. Moses stood, and there was the Red Sea. Moses got real religious. Religious. The difference between religion and spirituality is spirituality is your connection with Christ. Religion is something that you're faithful in practicing. You know, washing your car on Saturday, going to the mall on Wednesday, get your hair done on Thursday. That's your religion. Religion doesn't save you. Moses found himself with his back against the wall, facing the Red Sea. He got on his knees and he says, yeah, this will move God. He got on his knees and God did not hear his prayer. I'm talking to somebody this morning. Because you're praying and asking God for something and God doesn't hear what you're saying. See, when Moses began to pray, God in essence said to him, boy, get up. He says, because I heard you way back in Egypt. And God is saying to someone this morning, you're still praying about something that you had answered all along. You keep asking God to do something, and God keeps saying to you, I did it. I did it. So you pray a little longer, a little louder, and God is saying, get up. Walk into your blessings. Just step. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. I heard your prayer in 2012. Now I want you just to walk into your blessings. But God, I'm not qualified. But God, my credit. He says, this is a sabbatical blessing. I won't do this thing without you. I just need for you to rest so I can restore.
Thank you, God.
What Satan tried to take from you.
Hallelujah.
But that doesn't make sense. He says, my grace and love and mercy never will. You're trying to understand God. And he says, I didn't ask you to understand me. I asked you to give me some praise. I asked you to worship me. I asked you to be obedient to me. You can't wrap your mind around God. You don't understand God. You don't have to understand. Maybe just get what's your I don't understand why he does what he does. I'm just grateful. I don't know how he does what he does. I don't know how God takes our blackened sins and he take the blood of the lamb and he take that red blood and it comes out whiter than snow. I don't understand how he does it. I don't need to. I don't understand how God can love you and I so much that he give his only begotten son. I don't understand. I don't need to. If it's a sabbatical blessing, all you have to do is just receive. listen to this prophecy. Listen, listen to God. In 2013, God is going to open some stuff up in your life. And the resistance that you used to have, you'll see no more. What you've been asking God for, and you've been sending up your prayer, sending up your temper, and God is saying, now it's time. It's going to happen so smooth. God is going to allow you to walk into it so easily. You're going to be looking for your enemies and looking for a fight, and they're not even there. And as you begin to walk by faith, and God begins to open up that door, you'll begin to look around and say, but last year, Sister Gloria tried to stop me. I don't even see Sister Gloria no more. Last year, Brother Bob tried to hinder my praise. God has already taken care of your enemies. Now you just walked into the blessing. And now when you walk into the blessing, don't you stop there, because God still has to restore double what the devil took from you. And so when you get into that place of grace, everything that was taken from you, it wasn't yours. So God is saying, now in this place, I'm going to give you what I had in mind for you when I blessed you. What I had in mind for you when I created you. What I had in mind for you when I sent you there. What I had in mind for you when all this stuff really got started. You know, God pushed some of us in some stuff in 2012, and you said, I never would have did that. But God said, I wanted you to go that way. I wanted you to start that business. I wanted you to change that job. I wanted you to do this. And you say, but God, I didn't even want to fight that way. And God pushed you into it. That's because it wasn't your battle. It's the Lord's. Everything that you need, you had it all along. The power to do what you dreamed of doing, you had it all along. Remember, it wasn't your dream. It was His. So when He created you, He put the anointed power in your hand to pull it off. Where God gives vision, He gives provision. So if He gave you a vision, it's not about your check, brother. It's His provision. He has to pay for it. It's His. I'm just going to walk it out. Do you get what I'm saying to you? Don't go into 2013 with that same mentality. I can't do it. It's not going to happen from here. It's not predicated on where you are. It's where He is. It has nothing to do with you except obedience. That's it. I'm teaching something. He says to the man, He says, stretch. Just stretch. And God is saying to someone this morning, just stretch. Just stretch. I know in the natural it seems impossible, but stretch. Just reach for it. Just reach. See, you gotta reach beyond. Just reach. Just reach. See, just reach. But God, no. Just reach. Stretch out. Stretch until it's uncomfortable. See, that's what faith is. Faith is like a rubber band. It must be used. It must be stretched. And He says through faith, if you just stretch out, just stretch out. I know what 2012 was, but He says, I am. Not I was, I am. What do you need God to do to be for you in 2013? He says, I am. I'm already there. See, if you're still here, you know that you can trust Him.
My God.
The problem is, He's trying to lift you. Lift you. The same God. can't do 2,000. He's not saying that. Oh, that's cancer. And you know, 6 months later, people die. God is saying, I'm not saying that. He says, I give you the power to speak healing in your own body. He gives you the power. You got to begin to speak to your spirit. And you got to begin the others that he refers to. You got to change your circle of friends. There's some people that you need to leave in 2012. I love you. I really do love you. But I refuse to pull you, to drag you, to let you be a leech on me anymore. I refuse to do it. I refuse to have the same circle of friends and that negative stuff that they keep speaking in your life. It ain't gonna happen. It may not happen for you, but it's gonna happen for me. And not only is it gonna happen for me, but it's gonna happen on a sabbatical rest, and I won't have anything to do with it. God is just gonna bless me with it. Are you crazy enough to believe God will bless you with that? Stop looking, because you had it all along. Somebody's looking for a husband and a wife. They've been there all along. I know, he wasn't tall enough. His stomach out. Or maybe she was too big. And God is saying, but you had it all along. Somebody's looking for a promotion. And God is saying, but you had it all along. Somebody's looking for, what do I say to my child to make my child come back home? And God is saying, but you had it all along. But God, I can't shake this addiction. I don't know what I'm going to do. And God is saying, within you, you have it all along. Just want to wake you up again. I want you to know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You've been blessed this morning.